if they're looking for a bus ride, make sure they register before June 20th, because even though school's over the 18th, registration is good through the 20th.
Yes, it is. I think Committee Member Gallagher will be very pleased to hear that extra little plug.
Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime at WFPR.FM and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial, 102.9, here in our glorious studio again today with Dave Callahan, the school committee chair, for our chalkboard chat. Dave, how are you doing this Wednesday?
Doing all right, Steve. We had our last school committee meeting of the school year, and I am very much looking forward to some downtime this summer.
You might take a break?
Yeah, I might actually kind of catch my breath, hang out with the family a little bit.
You've had a few things going on. Are you going to be able to adjust?
It's going to be weird. I got to say, yeah, next week when I kind of come home from work and I just have like a 5-6 hour stretch of doing nothing at all, no responsibilities, it's going to be weird, but I'm excited.
Oh, good. About time. And for your colleagues and hopefully the rest of the central office and certainly the rest of the school district will be getting close to the last day next week.
It is, yeah. And they have, we're recording this today on Wednesday, but so tomorrow, Thursday, it's the last like full day of school. And then we got a whole bunch of half days
right. Kind
of going on in. And then, June 18th, that's the 180th day of school. That's mm-hmm. it. But as Superintendent Jaguar will often say, pretty much as soon as the school year ends, he's right back to work to gear up for the next school year.
Sure. So.
But
yeah.
hopefully they'll get some well-deserved downtime in there as well.
Yes, because that you need to build that as part of that cycle, right? Because, yeah, once one year ends, you got to start the new year, lessons learned from this year, incorporate where you can. And then, oh, by the way, you're actually still implementing, finally, the redistricting this September, which, except for the high school, everybody's moving.
Yeah. And it's stuff we've talked about for a while now, and kind of, pretty much, for the past year and a half, every single meeting has kind of been all about this reorganization. So it's going to be amazing. All the work, there's still a lot of work that needs to kind of get done right now. But the planning and the implementation has all been there. And so now the implementation will take place. And it's going to be amazing once school's starting up after Labor Day this year, just to give, the teachers right. and everybody else a little bit extra time to kind of unpack. But it's going to be really exciting to kind of see that to come to fruition as we now move forward with this mm-hmm. new phase of Franklin Public Schools.
Right. Right, and for those I know in the community are saying, wait a minute, starting after Labor Day, we don't do that. Well, for the record, when the high school opened in 2014, the school year did start after Labor Day for the same reason, to give them time to move and get settled into the new location. So that was the one school then. There's more of a reason to do it now because everybody else is moving.
Exactly. We got, we got some teachers that are just going from one side of the building to the other, but other ones that are going from one side of town all the way to the other, and we got all of their books and their desks and everything that they've already been packing and will mm-hmm. continue to kind of pack up to get on over there. So it gives them all a hot second to catch their breath and now set up their new rooms in these new buildings. It's going to be, it's exciting. It's a fresh start for everybody.
Right.
And I'm really excited and hopeful to see how it all kind of plays out mm-hmm. in the fall.
Yeah. As certainly the superintendent had put in and titled Building the Foundation for the Future. And I think as I commented last night, the foundation's there. It's got a slight crack in it, but it's still relatively firm and sets you up for doing what you need to do.
It does. Yeah, that I always, the day after the meeting, I always kind of take a look at your your Twitter posts, and that one hurt to read, but it's accurate. The superintendent and his entire team did so much work to really build this great foundation. And as, you know, committee member Al Charles, I kind of referenced last night, but when he said it after we passed the budget, like, okay, kind of, you know, we've done our part now. We've looked at this budget. We've gone through every single line item. Now we're passing it off to the community for your endorsement with the override. And it was unfortunate that the community kind of couldn't come out and provide that support. But I'm still excited about what's going to be happening. I know Lucas had mentioned this last night, but thank goodness that we have been doing the work all along the way.
Absolutely.
If
you had not redistricted, this would be disaster.
No questions about it.
Right.
You know, we would kind of be having, last night, we probably would have been having the conversations of, all right, we have these 10 schools, which ones can we actually afford to keep open?
Right.
And instead of having 18 months to go through an entire process to look at everything from just, you know, giving professional development time for teachers to kind of box up the rooms or do traffic mitigation studies and all this, we just would have had 6 weeks to be able to kind of say, okay, well, we're out of money. What are we going to do? Which schools are we going to close in an emergency fashion?
Right.
So it's deliberate. It still provides a great educational experience for everybody. It's a shame that we can't and we aren't able to afford exactly, you know, as we were intending. Because again, like what we were intending, that foundation for success, the whole budget, it wasn't a bloated budget. It already cut $3 million, you know, kind of from where we would have moved forward otherwise. And so It was a slick budget. It was streamlined, but we still had to go and make, you know, $2 million worth of cuts. And the kids are going to feel that, unfortunately.
Yeah, because I think it came out the increase year over year. So from FY25 to this year, FY26, it was only a 1% increase in the school budget for next year.
Right.
And that's the lowest percent since 2013.
I've been tracking
based on your numbers.
Yeah, from 2013, Jonna had at least, you know, confirmed
2016
when she went back
from her numbers.
And but yeah, it's the lowest increased allocation we've ever received. And I think it's also important. It wasn't that long ago when we were having the conversation all about healthcare that we're the only department that also has to absorb healthcare costs.
True.
And so if you're looking to kind of be a more comparable, how do we rank versus, you know, DPW and facilities and fire and PD, we had less than a 1% increase.
Oh, clearly.
You know, if we're, you know, kind of counting how those other ones do, where they, you know, kind of removing out that healthcare component. So it's difficult, and it was tough. And as I mentioned last night too, it's also disappointing because there was a lot of opportunities to do those victory laps last night.
Right.
With what we had between the teacher contracts, between, you know, we had just also, you know, not that long ago kind of secured Lucas's contract, and now we went and we did the evaluation. We saw just, you know, what a great job that he's doing, and a lot of great positive stuff, a lot of amazing things, but. You know, the reality
in some cases
is
things that happen once in a lifetime, a la redistricting and an override, and oh, by the way, continuing to conduct school. He was doing all three of those at the same time.
Yes. but he continues to do work, and that's why, you know, we every year we do that evaluation, and it's very akin to kind of the evaluation like a classroom teacher would have. And he had mentioned all of his time as, you know, in the classroom and through all of his different careers and jobs in the working for public education, he had never received these high of a marks, but all very well deserved. But he said, yeah, he's doing the, you know, superintendent.
And the team. I don't want to leave them out because clearly his team, which he's got the right people on the bus, and the bus is moving. And right through the district, there's great people there, which is why we're still managing to do what we do.
Right. It's through incredible folks, like the entire team, the teachers that we have, all the staff members. Mm-hmm. I know I've spoken before about like the theater program and how through the budget process that they just got decimated. And yet they still found success this year, but it's through their own grit and determination, because of the supports that we kind of provide. And unfortunately, we're kind of seeing that just in more and more places across Franklin Public Schools where, you know, the community just is unwilling to invest and provide those support systems.
Right.
So we just kind of hope that the folks that are in those positions through grit and determination continue to kind of provide this incredible opportunity for our kiddos.
Yeah. Harvest Man proponents, he's probably turning over in his grave saying, how can they do this to me?
Yeah, right now we're not really giving a great legacy, you know, to kind of what he created as a father mm-hmm. of public education. And it's unfortunate.
This too shall pass.
Yeah. Mm.
Yep. So last night, relatively short meeting overall. The biggest piece was the budget, which you just covered. You mentioned the superintendent's evaluation. Oh, and you did have an executive session briefly because you finalized the teacher contract.
Yes. Yeah. And so, I got to give, shout out to Vice Chair Dave McNeil and committee member Dr. Griffith. They really kind of led the negotiations and from the school committee side. But it was a great from I know like town administrator Jamie Hallin kind of talked about last night. It was a great mm-hmm. process, and we had because he was kind of he was there the whole time. We had Superintendent Jagir and his team, but also on the FEA, a number of individuals like
sure.
Luke Diaz did a terrific job of really all kind of coming to the table and working cooperatively to help
right.
secure a contract that's really both providing, it's understanding the financial realities of this town and this community, mm-hmm. while also making sure that our teachers are still kind of receiving, that we can try to attract and retain the highest quality teachers that we
sure.
possibly can.
Yeah, because the teachers have certainly, the district has seen that, the town is starting to see that on their side, even though they've got a compensation study. There's been some early indications. I don't want to alarm everybody too much, but yeah, I mean, you do the compensation study, but then you start escalating the compensation, but you can only do that within the budget. And if town and schools are getting hit with the budget, then it's going to be less in there. And at some point in time, you have to cut people because 80% of the budget is people. That's just the reality. It's a math problem.
Right. And so, but it was still, the budget itself was ratified by the FEA a couple of weeks ago, right before the override, and then we the school committee went and ratified it, and they voted upon it last night, and town administrator Jamie Hallin, who does have a voice and can always vote on this,
right?
Voted yes alongside every other member of the school
mm-hmm.
committee.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting too. From a remote perspective, clearly he took advantage of participating remotely. Clearly he didn't sit through the entire meeting. He didn't need to. He came in when he needed to participate and chime in accordingly, which is perfectly good. Mm-hmm. And that was something that, for a while, I never knew the town administrator had a say in that particular side of the budget. I thought they were totally separated. But it was the error. I think it was Superintendent Ahearn's last year, I participated remotely, and wait a minute, Hallin? What's he doing voting? And then in the subsequent conversations, town administrator has always had a vote. It just wasn't that public before. And now it is. And, people complain about transparency, but oh, by the way, there is transparency there. When you pay attention to it, it's there.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely, and it was great for. I was so glad that he was there. I know he participated at all the different meetings, but to kind of go and say what he said last night, and to kind of vote yes alongside the school committee as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's continually kind of just working hard to build bridges, and between all the different departments. I know I mentioned this at the town council meeting. Like I said, time's been moving strangely ever since the override, but it was at some point ago.
It seems like dog years, almost yeah. light years, but it was only last week?
Just last week, but just a bit ago when I was in front of town council and kind of speaking about the cooperation that we all kind of have in mm-hmm. all the different departments. And it's because it's always great to see, when you see, we got, director of operations, our guy Kevin kind of working, Colin working with Kevin Harn over facilities. And I know you have the great podcast with Miss O'Leary and also Miss Callie, mm-hmm. Between the middle school and the library. Like the town and the schools, like we're not looking to fight and to argue and to kind of like we're all coming together to try mm-hmm. to provide the best experience for all of our Franklin residents. And I really kind of shone through last night when the town administrator kind of spoke as he did mm-hmm. and voted alongside the rest of the school committee members too.
Right. Yeah. And I'll use that to segue a little bit and help give a plug to both Ms. Callie and Erin O'Leary. Ms. O'Leary, meet me in the middle is the theme for the middle school summer reading program. Perfect title. Meet me in the middle. And they all get two books to read that they have to, a choice of one of six. And I've already read half of them. I completed the third this afternoon. They're astounding books in the three that I've read so far. I'm sure the other three are equally as astounding. For the people to come together and then have that as a common language, mm-hmm. perfect. And oh, by the way, the library, so you and I can still go there as adults, sign up. Younger kiddos can go there and get a packet. And age specific, you can get some free stuff. Who doesn't want free stuff? Especially if you're going to read anyway. And I'm a voracious reader. I'm sure you do some reading here and there, aside from kind of the business stuff you do. Nothing wrong with that.
No, that's I'll finally have a lot more time to actually catch up on mm-hmm. my reading. I got quite the backlog right now, but no, it's terrific when those two kind of come together and I love, like I said, the tagline that they have too.
Yep. And Miss Bree and certainly Felicia, the library director, the others at the library are all doing wonderful things, which just to make that point, there's only, 12 of them versus similar communities have 30 and 40. So, yeah, at some point in time, we need to address that. But that's another topic for another day.
It is. It's just, and I know, for the listeners, before the started recording, we both kind of said, all right, let's try to make this as positive as we can. But it kills me, when we have so many great programs that are going out there, and it's just kind of like, just death by a thousand cuts, and, right. and we're seeing all of this loss. I know it got brought up at last night's school committee meeting, but when the police department had to make their cuts.
Yes.
Those that were cut were school resource officers.
And two of the four community service officers, mm-hmm. otherwise known as SROs, school resource officers, are getting redeployed from that resource side into the patrol side.
Yeah. And these are individuals, especially the two are just absolutely lights out phenomenal that mm-hmm. were always in the schools that
right.
made themselves to be such a great presence. And I know that folks who are in that kind of lane can kind of speak more eloquently, but mm-hmm. there's so much to be said about just like the community policing, about kind of
sure.
getting individuals out in
right.
and there. And on top of that too, that one of the school resource officers was Frankie's handler,
mm-hmm.
and so the kids also to kind of be able to go and see Frankie there. It was just such a gut punch
mm-hmm.
to kind of see, and and so many other areas, this is a great town and there's so much to kind of go and to be proud of, but when we continually try to
yeah.
shoot ourselves in the foot, whether we stay home or we just choose not to invest, it's disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So we'll try not to dwell too much on that. The reality is here, we're going to see it on a regular basis, but enjoy your summer.
Yes, I certainly will. We got a couple of vacations already planned, and also just a couple of weeks of absolutely nothing too.
And nothing on the schedule.
That calendar on my phone just really kind of—I was able to delete so many reoccurring meetings and events, and it really started to clean itself up. And
play it, see what happens. Play, take a wing and a prayer, and see what happens.
Yes.
Definitely. Well, thank you again for certainly taking time to share this. Granted, it was a shorter meeting yesterday, but still, people need to know. So thank you for doing what you do, for sharing, and I'm sure we'll see you again somewhere along the way.
Absolutely. And Steve, thank you as always just for putting this all together, and you know, the more that we can kind of go and get the word out. You know, as I mentioned, you know, right before this too, you know, my goal now is just to, you know, we had first override was what, like 220. Mm-hmm. Lost, you know, this one, I think it's settled on 196. So I gotta make about 200 more friends.
Mm-hmm.
To try to, you know, keep pushing that needle.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll do. We're gonna keep doing the good work, keep getting that information mm-hmm. out there. And you know, in we're wrapping up, but a quick little, you know, plug, because again, like with the way that the school's budget, you know, we went through this reorganization, saved the taxpayers $3 million. And right. That's not a one-time deal. That's on an annual basis. We and there's so much great opportunity kind of coming on down the pipeline. But if anybody is, you know, listening right now and you have questions about the budget, you think, you know, we saved $3 million and we now had to cut $2 million. And if you're wondering, you know, how is that going to kind of play out or whatever the case might be, you know, right on our website, we have the whole budget. The school business administrator, Ms. Melotti, does a marvelous job
mm-hmm.
and where she's added a whole column of text that just on line by line to say explicitly what this does, why this increased, or
right.
if it's unfortunately for last one, where, you know, this reduction and this reduction were all due to the override, mm-hmm. all the information's there. And so if there's any skepticism out there, take a look at the website.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be shocked if you'd still skeptical about how we're spending our money and if we're spending it efficiently and effectively after you spend 15 minutes taking a look at the mm-hmm. budget.
Yeah, then the one other quick thing that reminds me is if they're looking for a bus ride, make sure they register before June 20th, because even though school's over the 18th, registration is good through the 20th.
Yes, it is. I think Committee Member Gallagher will be very pleased to hear that extra little plug.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that, too, because as Al Charles had mentioned as well, there was some talk about the bus rate. And the recommendation, even after last night's vote of the reduction of $2 million from the budget, Superintendent Jagir's recommendation is to keep the bus fee $3.87
at that
rate yep. for this year. And so I know Committee Member Charles was kind of mentioning there could be some folks out there that are a little concerned. Mm-hmm. You know, is it going to go up? I know last year, because it was after the failed override, there was so many cuts and additions mm-hmm. and whatnots. But the recommendation was to you know, stay the path, the 387, and so you still have, you know, about a week left to kind of go and get registered, because after that, we cannot guarantee that your kiddo will have right. a spot on a bus.
The rate won't change, but we can't guarantee you got a seat.
Yeah, exactly. So please, if you're interested, if you're going to ride the bus, sign up.
Right.
That'd be fantastic.
Definitely. Yeah, good thing we remembered to put that in there.
Thank you.
Again, thank you for doing what you do. And for the listeners, thank you for listening. Stay tuned. The school year may be over, but the budget cycles will start again, so pay attention. And a quick reminder as well, we do this because Franklin matters.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.